really, the weekend is it's an orientation. That's why we call it rookie orientation. We don't call it a mini camp. It's really getting everybody acclimated to all the environments that they'll be working in. You know, also you have the group of tryout players that you're looking at and trying to just make sure you have the most competitive 90-man roster. So there's a lot of time that will be spent on, like I said, every environment that touches these young prospects, and make sure that they're acclimated so when they do become part of the off-season program start Monday, that they're ready to go.
Mike, what is your – you said the other day that this is one of the neatest days of the year. Last night when you get them all together for the first time, how long does it take in your experience for guys to get over the wow factor and transition from being a prospect to a professional?
That's a good question. I can't really answer it, but based on – a conversation with these young guys, but I'd say yesterday's a long day. They travel, they go through all the physicals, getting fitted for equipment, a lot of introductions. Then you have some maybe extended physicals. Some players you have more information than others. So I mean it's a long process, and then you have the night meetings, and then you have the individual meetings with the coaches, just to kind of try to get a head start on the football. So they're put through a lot. But the team meeting is really about the unique opportunity that they have, the statistical information that's laid out in front of them. 30%+ of the National Football League is made up of free agents. The number of rookie free agents that have had experience here. Frankly, I probably need to go back and talk to our draft picks because they're probably thinking, "Hell, I ain't got a chance to make the team." But just for as much emphasis that we put on everybody that's here has an opportunity. So that's really part of the introduction last night, and then today in a team meeting, Mark Murphy spoke and shared his experiences and expectations. Same with Ted Thompson, and then we dove into the football part of it. So and you saw practice today. It's really trying to get the players acclimated. I mean, you do a lot of fundamental work, the tempo of the practice, and the whole organization of it. Definitely able to video it and continue your evaluation of some guys you definitely want to find out more information on. So that's really what this is all about.
Mike O'Connor, two dozen tryout guys. What do they have to do in a short period of time to get back here in the OTAs?
Well, first thing is really probably confirm what the belief is of them as prospects. As far as their evaluation coming in here, and frankly, hopefully they jump out and show more, and you take that and you compare to the other players, and it's really about creating the most competitive 90-man roster you can.
How much do the guys that actually were with you last year, the Rotherhams and the practice squad guys that have been with you for a year, help get these guys through this process?
I mean, it's tremendous, and it's in the classroom, the football part of it, and on the field. But, the other educational aspects of our program and with their expectations, it's really, centered just to the new players. So when it comes to the interaction in the classroom and the knowledge of what we're trying to do and the behavior, the tempo, especially when we hit the field, they play a huge role.
Hey, Mike, a couple of teams are either not – practicing or barely doing anything on the field and using this completely for orientation. Have you thought about going that route? And if not, what's the thinking behind doing it the way that you're doing it?
Well, I'd say we're way ahead of the game. We've been doing an orientation now for I don't know how many years. So we tweak it each and every year. We tailor it to the volume of players, particularly the tryout players. There's definitely an adjustment in each and every one of our rookie orientations based on the numbers at certain positions. So the balance that we have as far as – it's not really balance. What we do on the field is really a small part of what is done over the weekend.
You just Rob mentioned Rotherham a minute ago. He was at center today. Is that just one of those deals where the more you can do, the better your chances, or do you like him there, or what's the thing?
I'm impressed, Bill. I'm impressed.
It's one note.
Yeah, we try to sneak that by you. But – yes, it's something, it's his opportunity to, create more value, increase his opportunity, and we definitely wanted to look at him at center, and we probably will continue to do so maybe once we get into the OTAs.
Did you get a look at Martinez at all, and just kind of his movement in drills? That's maybe the thing you can look at.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I try to watch more of the tryout players, but I mean, it's, you know, we're a lot of drill work. Martinez look good, and I think all of our guys are what they thought we were. This is more about acclimation, getting the drill work taught, just make sure that everybody's on the same page, you know, players, coaches, support staff. So I really don't have evaluation for any of the players right now.
Mike, not necessarily on the field. One of the things you said was you got bigger when you saw these guys in person. Did that equate to what you had seen on film and the measurables and all that stuff?
Yes, they're as big as we thought they were, and so it's confirmed. Yes,
Mike. Generally speaking, what are some of the things that you look for guys 2 years removed from an ACL? You know, Fackrell's in that situation. Don Barclay. What are some of the things generally that players become more comfortable with in the second year after the surgery?
Excellent question. I think it's when you look at joint injuries, the first year is a huge hurdle. So much goes into that rehab and from the time of the injury until the time that they're able to play, and there's always that first practice, first game, first getting back into it. So really, when they get into this the second year, I do think that's clearly a threshold that these guys are, that really the injury's behind them.
Mike, what was the thinking with bringing another punter into the fold?
Just once again, trying to create as much competition as we can. So and. You know, young Peter, I thought punted the ball well today, and so we'll see how it goes.
Have you been able to talk to guys like Kenny Clark or Martinez, and have you had interesting conversations or learned anything about
them? I have not. You know, I'll spend some time with the drafted rookies here in the near future, but it's we've been really operating in a group setting yesterday and today.
What intrigues you about Callahan?
Well, just really talking with Ted and Elliott Wolf, he's the most prolific, quarterback coming out of, it was a Division III over there at Wesley, and can't ever ignore, production. So I think what we do is different than some of the things that he's done, but I think anybody that has that much production definitely has earned an opportunity.
Like, what impresses you the most about Clark?
Well, video, I would definitely say, his tempo, tenacity, and I think, the fact of his background, the balance, and I think you saw that today, just in some of the drill work that I saw. I think he's a guy that has excellent balance, that will always stay on his feet. That's something I think was very evident on the video.
Not too long ago, you have your rookies being signed late July, now they're getting signed now. Is that a benefit at all to you, or maybe the players, that they're not worrying about contract stuff?
Definitely. I think whatever year that it's been, a couple of years now since that's been resolved. So, we really don't even talk about rookie holdouts. That's something in the past. Frankly, it's something I don't even worry about anymore.
Was this something that was on your mind back 4 years ago, whatever it was? Or did you see maybe that weighing on players at all, or is that?
That was an era of business that, definitely it was a. I'm sure it was tough on the players and tough on the organization. I mean, I know back in those days when you didn't have a player, I can remember Deuce McAllister not being in camp, and I was in New Orleans, and then he shows up in Thibodeau, Louisiana, and it's 100-degree weather. So it's and obviously it was a big challenge for him to get ready for the season.
Like, how long will it actually be before they know how to, come out of the huddle and know what you're doing offensively or defensively, having just this little camp before they join OTAs?
Well, we got to get out of the huddle better tomorrow. I can promise you that it will improve there. But they'll be fine. It's the speed. It's always the speed. I think it's a lot. Anytime you move up a level, whether it's from high school to college, and no different. It's the speed of the game. It's the strength and the balance of each man that's on the field, and the learning and whether or not out there thinking. So I mean, it's an adjustment, and it's never the same for any two people.
Two more, please. Mike, have you had that impressionable moment yet with anybody that's come in that you've had that first interaction, or have you had that memorable story yet with these young guys?
Have not, and frankly, I think it's important, like we try to always, is to control the expectations of all these young men.
People talk about three-down linebacker, or as you say, a four-down linebacker, but is that really necessary? I mean, you can work around that as a defensive coach, can you not, in terms of finding fits for right guys? And
well, I mean, necessary, preferred. I mean, I think anytime you have as many four-down players, it improves your football team. I think that's, you know, I'm stating the obvious, but yeah, I mean, you do what you have to do. I mean, we're ready to play a game today with the men that have been here for the last 3 weeks. That's the way we've always approached it. You know, now we got an influx of young men here that we'll add to that mix, and we'll be operating at 88, 89, 90 come Monday. So, yeah, whether they play three or two or four, it's just, you know, it's all part of that opportunity to increase your value to make the team.
How tough is it on the quarterbacks? I mean, I know Ryan Williams has been here for a few months, but the other guys just, you know, came in yesterday and trying to run offense.
It's really tough. I mean, hey, they got to call the play, you know, then they, you know, the huddle, the whole mechanics, the command, and then, you know, it's a new footwork for all the guys. So brand new receiver they're throwing to. So yeah, it's never been clean. I don't expect it to.